It's always really interesting to see or to observe, to listen to whatever it is that's capturing the national conversation. And maybe it's NFTs from a couple years ago and entrepreneurship over the past several years. I feel like we've been in this golden age where everybody wants to be an entrepreneur and we have the ability to hang our own shingles really easily. Social media, you know, being an influencer, hustle, living off the grid, cowboy shows like Yellowstone, whatever. There's always something that's sort of dominating, something that has always been present among the best companies, the best organizations, is user experience or client experience. And just think about it for a second. When you think about user experience or client experience, what comes to mind for you? Maybe it's the last time you opened up a product from Apple and that absolutely beautiful packaging and the way it feels in your hand and the way it looks and smells and all of it. Maybe think about if you've ever been to a Four Seasons, the level of experience is extraordinary. Disney World, Nordstrom's, Mercedes. It's maybe not that long of a list, but we could keep going and come up with user experiences that are very strong. Now, what does this matter? This is pretty obvious. Well, I've been working as a financial professional for, this is literally my 25th year, which is crazy to think about. And I can't recall ever listening to or having a conversation about user experience or client experience. Certainly always wanted to do good work, want to be referable, want to do all the things and put the right pieces in place to be those things, to do good work and to be able to get introductions to new potential clients from existing. But I've just never heard about it in the context of user experience or specifically client experience. And I find that to be really, really interesting. And maybe the more interesting thing and the more valuable reason to be having this conversation is, what is your user experience? What is your client experience? What is it actually like to work with you, to deal with you, to interact, to interface with you? Because whether you think you have one or you don't, you certainly do. You have a user experience. And that's true of you showing up in every arena that you show up in life. It's your user experience as a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a friend, a brother, sister, whatever. You have one. So again, going to Disney World, sort of one-of-a-kind user experience. Going to Yankee Stadium on a beautiful summer evening in the big city. Going to your favorite restaurant where they already know your order, your favorite drink, or the table that you really want. I talked about the iPhone a minute ago. Closing the door, taking the wheel of that beautiful vehicle that you love so much. Across industries, across different price points, across different audiences, the outcome is the same. It's how it makes you feel. It is how you make other people feel. So the experience you have with those brands is the experience, the user experience that you have with them. But again, you are providing that. Do you want people as they are interfacing with you? Do you want your clients to feel calm, confident, oriented, taken care of? Peace of mind? I don't know. So what is your user experience? I don't mean your resume. I don't mean what you're intending to get across. Not how hard you work, because I bet you work really hard. What is the actual lived experience of interacting with you? Because the thing that we avoid is that people do not experience what your intentions are. They experience what your systems are. I'm very fond of is it Ben Feldman? Said, if something's a problem, make it a process and it won't be a problem anymore. That's what it is. It is the systems that you have in place. And you could have no systems at all, and then your clients are really experiencing nothing. You could have wonderful systems, and then they're experiencing a really great process. So here are some of these questions that I advocate that you ask. Think through, what does it feel like to become a client of yours? What does it feel like to become a customer of yours or a partner of yours? Is it crystal clear? Do they know what's going to happen next? Do they feel good about it? How do they leave? How do they feel after they have that interaction, after they leave your office or close their laptop after your Zoom meeting is concluded? How are they feeling? Are they feeling clear? Clarity in next steps? What's going to happen? Or is it confusing? Do they feel like that they've been guided or are being guided or just dumped into a CRM and an email drip campaign? I don't know. What does it feel like between the interactions with you? What does it feel like between the meetings, between emails, between updates? Are your clients feeling informed or are they feeling forgotten? What does it feel like when something goes wrong? When something gets messed up, either you mess something up, the stock market messes something up, the company messes something up, because something always does. Are they experiencing calm authority or are they experiencing panic? Are they experiencing ownership over the situation or are they experiencing deflection? And finally, what does it feel like to refer you? Because that's what we all want. We want to be highly referable. We want our best prospects to become our best clients who will then turn around and introduce us to our new best prospects that will then become our new best clients that will then refer us to our new best prospects, so on and so on and so on. Is it easy for your clients to explain what you do? Or does this require some tiny verbiage at the bottom in form of a footnote, some kind of a caveat or even an apology? And I don't think that most advisors, I know that I hadn't, had ever really answered those questions honestly. And I'm a smart guy, so I'm not insulting myself. I'm not insulting you if you've not. But what this is, from my perspective, is a pretty good opportunity. Because here's where the rubber meets the road. Your experience exists. Your client experience exists, whether you have intentionally designed it or not. Otherwise, and this is where most professionals are living, we're just relying on or living on the best of intentions, on good intentions. I don't think that too many people are successful in our business who aren't caring people, that don't work really hard, that aren't well-intentioned. But again, people don't experience those intentions. We human beings experience patterns. We experience systems. And what will happen is inconsistency will erode trust way faster than incompetence. People can forgive when we mess up, but we have a hard time forgiving or tolerating unpredictability. Are you able to retain your clients? Are you consistently able to get introductions to new clients? More often than not, it's not a problem of effort or intention or caring or expertise. It's simply a problem of design. So what are those core elements of creating a meaningful, powerful, attractive client experience? Well, I think that there's six elements to it. The first is clarity. So people know what to expect and they always know what to expect. The second is consistency, that the experience doesn't depend on mood, vibes, memory, or chaos. The third is ease, low friction, low confusion, not any unnecessary steps or BS. The next is confidence. It's calm. It's authority, not urgency, not over-explaining. It's that quiet confidence that you are an expert. You've been here before. It is mature sophistication, or mature simplicity, rather. And then care, that people feel seen without being coddled or pandered to or anything like that, that they feel like you are valuing them, which you do. Continuity is the last. That this relationship feels long-term doesn't feel like it's a transaction. Even if it was a transaction, it doesn't need to be. I think that when we miss one, we leave one out, it's going to weaken the experience. You miss several of those, well, that's where your clients are going to be looking for the door. So, people don't remember how hard you worked. They remember how hard you were to deal with. Such a big part of client experience, of customer experience, is how you are making your clients feel. How do those brands that you love, how do they make you feel? And it's not in a manipulative way. It's you decide. As a financial advisor, how do I want my clients to feel when they meet me? How do I want my clients to feel after, at the completion of our work? How do I want my clients to feel while we're going through our process? Because for most of you, for most of us, our client experiences, rather, our clients' relationship should last forever. Even if it was an insurance product that was placed, well, there's going to be future needs. These people can introduce you to other people. They value and appreciate life insurance. Or maybe you're helping your clients with retirement planning or designing retirement income or estate planning or business succession planning. Doesn't matter. You are making your clients feel a certain way. So why not be intentional about how you want to have them feel when they work with you? Because that's what's going to be referable. That's what's going to be sustainable. That's what's going to keep your clients sticking around, is how you make them feel. So I mentioned that I've been at this for a quarter of a century, my goodness, 25 years. And I don't know, and I'm wrong a lot. So there might be 1,000 other people out there talking about client experience for financial advisors. But I went and had been working on this for some time. I wrote a book recently called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. And that is not specific to advisors, but I then created a companion short book called The Meaningful Advisor, and then an entire framework for developing, curating, implementing your client experience and how all of that works. And I invite you to check it out. There's a lot of free resources that you can tap into and take advantage of. You can go to meaningfuladvisor.com and learn more about it. I'd love to have a chat with you about it if you're interested. You can get the Meaningful Few book on Amazon. And there's some additional resources there too at mymeaningfulfew.com. And I will certainly link all of those in the notes of today's show. So check it out. Love to hear what you think.